And good Finally Friday morning. It's time for our Finally Friday conversation. Once every couple of months, we have a representative from the ADRC of Central Wisconsin here with us to have a conversation. Tracy Zernecki is the one with us for this morning. Tracy, thanks for coming back to the studio today.
Yeah, good to see you.
It's been a little while since you've been here, Tracy. So as Director of Resource Services with the ADRC of Central Wisconsin, what are some of your main job duties? What do you do at the ADRC?
Yep. So what I do is oversee two of our programs. So we provide resource services. Essentially what that is information and assistance to individuals. Individuals can contact our agency if they have questions in regard to what services are available for them. And we have our team that will provide the information and assistance up into if they're having difficulty maintaining them in their home, if they're looking for care options. We will provide long-term care options to those individuals as well. So I'm able to work with that team. We have a contract with Department of Health Services, State of Wisconsin. So we make sure that we're providing those services within the scope and getting the information to older adults and their families. As well as the second part of that, we have a benefit specialist team.
Yep.
That team focuses on finances, benefits that are available to individuals. Many of you know Mary Reinschmidt's a staple here in Lincoln County, and
yep.
I think Mary's been on the show before. So supporting that team also, and again, making sure we're providing the best level of service that we can and getting that information to individuals.
So you're kind of like the first line at the ADRC. You get the calls, people wondering, here, how do we take care of this? You direct them in the area at the ADRC where they're going to get the most help.
Yes. So yeah.
Got it.
So our team gets that information and directs them for that information.
And that's one thing we try to stress when we talk to folks from the ADRC. You don't personally provide these services, but you direct people on where they can get all the help that they need as they age and are trying to stay independent as possible.
Correct.
Got it. That's what the ADRC is all about. Today's specific discussion, though, Tracy, is about advanced directives. And when you first sat down, I said, you know what? I was at the hospital a while back, like a couple years ago. And they had this advanced directives pamphlet there. And I thought, okay, we're going to take this home and fill this out and we'll be all good to go. It's been sitting in the same spot in the counter for the last couple of years. And this is not the first time you've heard a story like that. Why do you think that is? Why do we put this stuff off, Tracy? What are some of the stories that you may have heard?
We don't plan for, those emergencies. You know, as far as we don't ever hope there's going to be or plan there's going to be a time that we can't make our own decisions. So, we put that off. Life gets busy. And it's just one of those documents, situations that, as you say, gets put on the desk and doesn't get addressed until we need it. And those are the situations that we hear where individuals, families, care providers are contacting us, asking those questions when they're in crisis. And then we're providing those conversations as far as or asking those conversations, do you have, advanced directives in place? And some people, even may fill out some forms, but then truly don't understand, what they mean or
sure.
what they've completed. There's so many different options that individuals can choose from. And when it goes into effect and when the document, is activated.
And I think that, everybody probably has their own reason, but for me, it's an admission that I'm not 10 feet tall and bulletproof anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to come to that realization at some point in our lives. And so the sooner the better when it comes to this stuff, because the long-term care, in case you're incapacitated, if you can't make a decision on your own, you need to plan for who can.
Yes.
That's what we're going to really get into here now this morning. Let's break it down piece by piece here, and we'll get to this new legislation here in a little bit, too. But first of all, a lot of people are familiar with power of attorney for healthcare. Let's talk about that a little bit. That's got to be on that advanced directive sheet. What do we need to know about power of attorney for healthcare?
Yeah. So power of attorney for healthcare is when you're actually choosing an individual to make healthcare choices for you at the point you become incapacitated. So it's Having a conversation with a trusted person, whether it's a family member, a close relative, you know, someone that you trust in your life, is having a conversation ahead of time, making sure that person knows your wishes. Yeah. What are your choices if you ever come incapacitated and can't make those decisions for you? And then through the power of attorney for healthcare form, it's a document that you complete. It choose that person, and then again, it you distribute it to, you know, your doctors, the different healthcare providers, and that is just really in your record until if ever, and it, again, hopefully that it never happens. But if you're unable to make those choices, two doctors declare you incapacitated, then that person, that document goes into effect. That agent that you've chosen is then, you know, deciding your healthcare choices for you.
And we need to make those decisions while we are of a sound mind and all that kind of thing. We can make a good decision on who that person is going to be. Now, we're going to break these down into several pieces here, but they may be separate people, all these different things we're going to talk about here. You may have one person for a power of attorney for healthcare, but you may have somebody else for power of attorney for finances. So it doesn't have to be the same person. Just because somebody can help make the decisions that you've already made, they're just kind of relaying those decisions. I would assume that power of attorney for finances, you want somebody that knows a little bit about money and how to handle it.
Yes. Okay. So power of attorney for finances, you're choosing an individual that's making decisions into several different property finance aspects. You know, anything from your income, your stocks and bonds, your real estate property, you know, retirement plans, taxes. So it can be two very different people who, again, the financial person, a person that has a good grasp and handle on all those different financial property aspects in our life, where again, you may be choosing that healthcare person who you're having that personal discussion with, as far as this is what I want to happen if I can't make my own healthcare choices for me. It can be the same person, but it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Got it. The next section is living wills. Now, I think most of us know what a will is. We decide who gets what once we're gone. What's the difference between a will and a living will? Or are they the same thing?
No. So a living will, again, is a declaration. It's a declaration as far as if you are not able to make your own healthcare choices, you become incapacitated. It specifically says if you're in a terminal condition or a persistent vegetative state, you on this document make your choices known ahead of time. Okay. As far as, you know, do you want life sustaining measures and what those look like? You know, do you want to be placed on a feeding tube? Yes or no. So it's you completing that document, stating what your choices are to the medical provider ahead of time.
Now, I would have thought that power of attorney for healthcare would be making those decisions, but not necessarily.
Not necessarily. And it did say, as far as if you do have a power of attorney for healthcare, it talks about that it would supersede, you know, the living will. So Okay. You can have both documents filled out. Some people choose to, some people not. Again, I'm looking at the state of Wisconsin Department of Health Services form, and it does speak as far as the power of attorney for healthcare supersedes the living will.
Got it. The next bullet point, supportive decision making. Now, where does that play in now with our advanced directives?
Yeah, this was something new that was put into law several years ago. What it allows for is individuals that have a disability, they're able to choose a trusted person, whether that's a family member or a professional, to help understand, receive information, ask questions, and weigh decisions. So it doesn't give that supportive decision maker any powers to make the decisions. It gives the person the ability to reach out, ask questions, and understand options for the disabled person.
So a person that might be disabled in one way or the other, they can do some things, they can't do other things, but they need a little help getting things done. That's where this individual would come in. They're going to be maybe relaying information to the disabled person to say, okay, this is what this really means. Do you really want this to go forward? That kind of support.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
Okay. That's pretty, I had no idea that even existed.
Yes. I don't know the exact, again, it's probably been 3, 4, 5 years that it went into law. So a great document, a great law, again, available for individuals, family members to help make those supportive decisions, weigh those options, receive information, talk to, and receive confidential information about others.
And you know what? If you're lucky, you have one person that's going to probably fill all these roles when you really need it. But people shouldn't feel the necessity to just have one person. They can make these decisions on their own, and they can choose the people that they want to help make these decisions once they can't.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
This new piece of legislation that just went into effect here in Wisconsin on June 1st, it's called the Next of Kin Law.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about that? How can we break that down and understand that as it applies to advanced directives?
Yeah, so Next of Kin Law, it's also referred to as the patient representative law. It's very specific as far as when it goes into effect or what it's used for. So it is for individuals who are inpatient in a hospital setting.
Okay.
And if they have been declared incapacitated, again, by those two physicians, this form is able to be completed. It chooses a family member, a trusted person, relative, that is able to make decisions for that person to transfer out of the hospital inpatient setting into a skilled nursing facility or into a community-based residential facility, you know, assisted living. So it's very specific. It's only in those circumstances.
And that would be in the case of if the individual doesn't have the advanced directives all filled out, then the next of kin automatically kicks into effect, so to speak.
Correct. Okay. And that's where, you know, it's important to have that power of attorney filled out ahead of time. You know, you're choosing who that person is, who's going to make those choices for you. The next of kin is, you know, if you're in the hospital, you're already incapacitated, you know, you need to transfer out to that skilled nursing. It's really in someone's choosing for you.
Yep.
Who's going to, you know, make those decisions. Is it going to be a family member? There's kind of a ranking order as far as, you know, who is going to be chosen as that patient representative.
So let me make sure I have this crystal clear. If I find myself in the hospital in an inpatient situation, I can't make good decisions on my own. I need a little bit of help making some decisions on where I'm going next. If I don't have these advanced directives filled out, it automatically goes to my next of kin, and they are going to make those decisions.
Yep. But the two doctors have to declare you incompetent.
Yep.
So two doctors are signing off on that state form, you know, declaring you incompetent, and then it's going to that next of kin to make those decisions for you to be able to transfer out of the hospital into a skilled nursing facility or community-based assisted living facility. If the decision is for you to transfer to a different setting, this document is invalid. It's not able to be used.
Understood. So this is all good stuff to know here. Kim Zernecki, Tracy Zernecki is my guest here this morning. Tracy's with the ADRC of Central Wisconsin, and she is the Director of Resource Services, breaking down end-of-life stuff here for us. Advanced directives. Now, Tracy, the next question is, I'm going to forget a bunch of this stuff by the time I get home.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are going to not use it, then they're going to lose it too. So my main question here is, when it comes to this kind of thing, is there something, is there a piece of paper we can take home from somewhere, get and take home and really look over that has all of this stuff on there with instructions and how to fill it all out? Is there that, does that document exist?
It does. A couple of different ways it does exist. I find the information, the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources has a guardian support center where you can call and ask questions specifically to your unique situation.
Okay.
It's staffed by an attorney who is able to answer those questions for you. So, you know, you can call and ask those specific questions through that guardianship support helpline online through...
That was guardianship support line.
Yes.
Got it.
Through GWAR, the initials or the acronym, GWAAR. They also have online resources where it talks about, again, all of these different options that individuals can choose from, provide some great question and answer resources, frequently asked questions, you know, for individuals to get information that way, as well as Department of Health Services. They have the forms online that you can print off, that you can fill out. You know, complete them ahead of time, as well as, again, get information from Department of Health Services. And again, as we mentioned earlier, you know, we have those teams of individuals that can, based on your situation that you explained to us, we can connect you to that appropriate resource, and as well. So contact us locally. You know, we're happy to guide you as well.
So again, if you're foggy about any of this stuff, just call the ADRC of Central Wisconsin, explain what you're trying to get done, and you'll figure out the correct people that can help people get the thing done.
Yes.
Got it. Tracy, anything else that you want to leave us with? This is, you know, my conversation yesterday with the gentleman that was sitting where you were, and now where you're sitting here today talking about this. Planning is always the best way to go about things. You never know what's going to happen. We don't know what kind of situation we're going to be in. So having a plan going in is always the best way. And this is just one way to make sure that you have happen what you want to happen when you can't make the decisions on your own.
Yes.
Yep. Bottom line.
Yes.
Tracy, I really appreciate it this morning. I learned something this morning, and I hope our listeners did too. So anything that you want to leave us with this morning, Tracy?
Any situations that you're facing, again, questions that you have, don't hesitate to call. And we're happy to talk through your situation. And again, help plan ahead. You know, if you are concerned that you're you know, have a health condition, or you can notice it's harder for you to do things at home, and want to know what does care look like at home, what does care look like in the future for you, and what options are available, please contact our agency. We're happy to have those discussions with you over the phone. We meet individuals at their home or at our offices as well.
So you'll come to us, we'll come to you one way or the other. You're here to help.
Yes.
ADRC of Central Wisconsin, serving Langlade, Lincoln, Marathon, and Wood counties. And if you're listening outside of those counties, there's an ADRC in your county as well. And I would assume they're going to help folks just the way you do.
Exactly.
So, again, this is something, especially as we get older. I think I wrap up every conversation, Tracy, with somebody from the ADRC by saying, get this phone number of the ADRC of Central Wisconsin, 261-6088. Is that your direct line, or
that's my direct line, and okay. That's a WASA number. The best number for individuals to contact, we have a toll-free number.
Yep.
It's 888-486-9545. That'll ring into our call queue system. Someone will be able to immediately answer the questions that you have, and if not, you know, get back to you within a day.
So again, most people have a refrigerator. Most people have magnets on their refrigerator. So I always say, get a magnet and put it on this piece of paper with this phone number, 888-486-9545. Again, 888-486-9545 for the ADRC of Central Wisconsin, serving Langlade, Lincoln, Marathon, and Wood counties. If you're outside of those counties, find out the number in your county, put that number on your refrigerator as well, and you always have it there right where you know where it's going to be. Tracy Zernecki, Director of Resource Services from ADRC of Central Wisconsin. I really appreciate you being here this morning, Tracy, and I know our listeners do as well, so thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.